Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Turncoat Tuesday. It's the 18th day of January, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530 and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're gonna have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 37 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 43 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. It's a little cloudy, but I don't think we're going to get any moisture. I mean, it just keeps melting and melting and melting, and pretty soon it's all going to be gone. I love to breathe that smoke. Let's see what we're going to start off with here. WEF's Schwab gives China's Xi propaganda platform against homogenic bullying, Cold War mentality. Oh, really? Well, we're certainly going to talk about that as soon as we return.
Go to his head, his wife's aggravation, you soon end up dead. That's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. Shady looking loser, you played with my gun. No smooth face, a lawyer could get you undone. Say love ain't the same old south side of town. You could look, but you ain't gonna find it around. It's the same old story, same old song and dance.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, WEF's, that's an apostrophe, WEF's Schwab gives China's Xi propaganda platform against homogenic bullying. I love that word, homogenic, homogenized, you know, a certain group of people are better than another certain group. Now, he's not down for that shit. Cold War mentality. This is from Zero Hedge. It was sent in by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. With Davos shut down by the latest incarnation of COVID variant. Bullshit. See, Davos up in the mountains in Switzerland where they all go, all the filthy, filthy fucking rich, and they have their perverted fucking parties, and they discuss how they're going to fucking dispense of their fucking property, which is us. COVID variant, the world's greatest and, it's got greatest and goodest, decide this year's get together to tell the world what, they should think, would be done, virtually this year. None other than Dr. Evil, Klaus Schwab, kicked things off in a brief, inductory statement that had everything except a pinky finger in the corner of his mouth, like Dr. Evil. After urging his fellow elites to narrow the gap between rich and poor, and that means to take more from the poor and take it for the fucking rich, make no mistake about what they're saying here. Schwab introduced Chinese President Xi Jinping, two-inch Peter Prick motherfucker, who wasted no time in warning against the fanning of ideological antagonism and the politicizing of economic, scientific, and technological issues. Really? Diplomatically, careful not to accuse any individual country, but blatantly obvious to anyone not completely red-pilled by Schwab's heroic introduction of the Chinese leader Xi warned nations against protectionism as well as homogeny and bullying, urging bullying. Who's bullying you? Oh, I know what you're talking about. You've been having nightmares about us hanging your ass naked with your little fucking 2-inch Peter peck sticking out there in that little patch of skin below it where there ain't no fucking balls, you fat ass fucking prick. Urging countries to work cooperatively on global challenges. Oh, we're going to work cooperatively, you motherfuckers. We need to discard Cold War mentality and seek peaceful coexistence and win-win outcomes. Oh, is that your new hypersonic fucking missile that, you know, that we're supposed to be so scared of? And we just said, fuck you, we'll fucking nuke, we'll destroy your whole fucking country with our Titan submarines. Bitch. Fat bitch. Fat gook bitch. Fat 2-inch gook bitch. Fucking pedophile.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you know, this is so amazing. Because Klaus Schwab. I have his book, you know, COVID-19 and the Great Reset.
Uh-huh.
Now, you see, if he's dealing with the Chinese, so what you think this whole Great Reset is going to be? International communism, like you always say.
Oh, of course. But he's sweating it. I mean, you're coming out talking this bullshit at the same time, you know, you fucking took Hong Kong and beat the people into submission, and now you're beating Taiwan into submission. Well, there's more in this article about the islands they're building for fucking launching war and stuff. But this fat little fuck knows, I mean, all of these internationalist old communist motherfuckers know that if the people turn, man, we're 7 billion fucking people on this. Well, probably they've taken away about 500 million by now with their fucking COVID-19 doesn't exist. But they're goddamn, you turn that many fucking people against you, and he's thinking about his fat ass being up there naked on a fucking gallows, you know, with his little tiny 2-inch fucking pecker sticking out. Just what a nothing piece of shit he is. I mean, you think about him on the fucking street, man. You run into that motherfucker, I mean, you bitch slap him flat of his fucking ass. All these cocksuckers. All the, you know, even that goddamn Putin. I'll knock Putin fucking out, right, in one fucking punch. He tried to portray him with his shirt off and shit. Fuck you. Get off that fucking horse and I'll kick your fucking ass right up its ass. But yeah, you're right, man. I mean, they're feeling it. And you can see it in the shit they're writing. I mean, like this guy here, oh, we're all for peace. We're China. Win-win for everybody. We want everybody to win. That's why you fucking took 60% of the world's goddamn food for your fucking self as you're fucking trying to buy up our fucking food-producing lands in this country. You can't have them, gook. You ain't getting them, gook. You fucking try and come in here with your fucking people and take over our fucking land. We will blow the shit out of every one of you. We'll kill every fucking one of you. Your blood will fertilize our fucking free land that belongs to us, motherfucker. So get that.
Go ahead, Eric, brother.
And
when you check it out, you know, the same thing what they're trying to, you know, what they're trying to push with this COVID, you know, 19, you know, ID that you have to have on your phone and all this is nothing more than a Chinese social credit score system.
Well, hell yes.
That's all that it is.
Well, Donald Trump turned the goddamn, our internet that we fucking built, We the people built over to those fucking Chinese communist son of a bitches. And they are busily, I'm going back years and years, rewriting and taking all the shit off in it that they don't want there. All the evidence against it. We don't need fucking more evidence against you. We got written fucking documents. We got fucking, copies of all the shit it takes to hang every fucking one of them. So, but they are. I mean, you know, it's been turned over to the fucking communists and fucking, they, I mean, he plans to come over. He's already said it. I mean, you fucking cocksucker, you came up and you said, you're going to come over here and rule us fucking Americans. You're going to put our ass in line. Get the fuck over here and do it, bitch. Bring your little 4 foot nothing motherfuckers with you and we'll fucking mow them down like the fucking lawn. Let's see here. We need to discard Cold War mentality and seek peace to peaceful coexistence and win-win outcomes. You bet, you motherfucker. You better think about it. I bet you're having nightmares about that little pecker of yours hanging out when you're standing up on that fucking gallows with that rope around your neck and your fucking eyelids stapled to your fucking forehead because you think we won't fucking do it. You're a stupid son of a bitch. You have fucking violated our fucking country. You violated our laws. You have conspired with criminals inside our fucking borders to fucking violate the highest law of this fucking land, the law of we the people, ratified December 15th, 1791, and it fucking is absolute, and we are going to fucking enforce it. And you fucking, everything you've taken from this country, you're giving back, and then you're going to the goddamn gallows, you fucker.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
We are not the Chinese. So no. You come over here with it. You got to bring ass. You got to bring ass to get some ass.
You goddamn right. That. You goddamn right, brother. Our world today is far from being tranquil. I wonder whose fucking fault that is. It's the fucking treasonous son of a bitches that have infiltrated through the Zionist fucking Israelis into our high seats of fucking power, into the key fucking positions to allow a pisshole little third world nothing fucking shithole like China to even think they can fucking challenge us. We will destroy your fucking whole fucking country, motherfucker. Tranquil rhetorics and stoke hatred and prejudice abound. Yeah, I hate your fucking fat little fucking guts, bitch. Get the fuck out of my goddamn country. You're not welcome here. We the people never fucking said you could come here. A bunch of fucking international fucking corporations came in here and fucking in defiance of our fucking highest fucking law and in fucking disobedience of our highest fucking law and fucking committing treason and sedition against our highest fucking law have fucking turned our goddamn, you know, took our fucking resources that make us a fucking rich country and handed them over to your fucking ass to make you a threat just like they did Russia. Just like they did the old Soviet Union. Just like Major Jordan brought a filing cabinet full of fucking evidence in front of the fucking so-called Congress that was never a fucking Congress. It's never been nothing but communist committees. I mean, since 1871, that's what it's been. And he brought the fucking evidence, showed the fucking evidence. And oh well, it's just like Hillary Clinton and all these motherfuckers. Well, we just can't, or Cuomo. Yeah, he killed 4,000 or 40,000 fucking people. It's a credible charge, but the DA, you see him and Cuomo are old buddies and he's the only one that can charge him. That's fucking bullshit and you know it. Our goddamn common law courts will be returned, and any one of us that wants to fucking charge you, we will charge you. And no fucking judge can say, no, we can't. No fucking motherfucker can say, only person that can fucking hear our criminal charges is the goddamn common law grand jury. And you ain't going to have nobody in there as your fucking advocate. They are going to investigate, purely investigate. And when they return that indictment on you, you are going into a common law court. And six fucking ditch diggers and six prostitutes are going to fucking string your ass up. Got that, fat boy? Where were we here? Acts, containment, suppression, and confrontation arising thereof do all harm, not the least good to world peace and security, he added, according to a translation. This is fucking laughable. You're fucking laughable, fat boy. You're going to look funny up there if it's fucking all them fuckers standing there naked, your fat, flabby ass and your little two-inch pecker, aren't you? History has proved time and again. Well, maybe we'll put you next to the fucking fat-ass queen and strip her ass down, too. In fact, you can hang there like a couple of bags of shit for a while. That you are. See, do harm. The not the least good to a world peace and security, he added, according to a translation. History has proven time and again that confrontation does not solve problems. The hell it fucking don't. I mean, Lexington and Concord, did it solve a fucking problem? Did we solve a bunch of fucking problems when we fucking forced that Bill of Rights by arms, by force, by death and killing? You goddamn right we did. The only problem was we didn't fucking keep up the fucking the killing and the whatever it took to keep that fucking law fucking enforced as untouchable. It is untouchable fucking law, and it is our duty to keep it that fucking way. It is our duty to give our goddamn lives, to put our goddamn liberty above our fucking lives. That's how you keep liberty, and it's the only way you keep liberty. It is our duty to drive these motherfuckers into the goddamn ocean. The communists and the fascists are gonna go. And every fucking Judeo-Christian is gonna fucking go. You're gonna go over there to Jew fucking land with the motherfuckers you love so much, you motherfucking treasonous bastards. And you take your fucking 501c3 church with you. Because it's that or they're gonna burn and hang. That's what that fucking's gonna do. We're done with your shit. We have the law on our fucking side. The law is fucking very fucking clear. And don't, somebody fucking reads something out of the Bill of Rights. Oh, that's just confusing. And that's jumbled. Fuck you. You'll understand it. We'll make you fucking, before we hang your ass, we'll make you recite it and define it. So that everybody knows that you know exactly what you're fucking doing. They do. Who in the hell fucking buried the fucking Bill of Rights for so many fucking years? Who fucking come up with all these fucking, they knew they couldn't pass goddamn, statutes and fucking shit to fucking control our lives. That ain't law, that's policy, that's corporate policy. That's why they had to have a corporation. That's why in 1871, they removed the republic and put a fucking corporation, that republic being no fucking more legitimate than their corporation any fucking how, because we, the people, never ratified it. We never gave consent to it. Fuck you! We live autonomously under our fucking law. You can look it up. It's called the Bill of Rights. It was ratified December 15, 1791, and you are in such gross violation, we can hang every motherfucking one of you. And you fucking know it. Even you, little Peter. History has proved time and again that confrontation does not solve problems. Oh, well, it don't. And then, confrontation's how you got into where you're at. See, you went across the fuck. They know they crossed the fucking line. They know there's no return. You're beyond the point of no return. Now they're trying to throw shit like that. Confrontation won't solve no problems. Oh, hell yes, it will. When you are fucking gone, we will be happy. Our laws will be fucking enforced. And we will fucking live in tranquility. We will have our pursuit of happiness. What we have belongs to us. And we'll have no fucking cocksuckers that were supposed to be our servants telling us that they are a fucking ruling class over us. Aristocracy will not fucking exist because we will kill it. It only invites catastrophic consequences. You goddamn right, buddy. Fire one of your fucking missiles and fucking we'll fire it. Those Titan submarines, we got enough of them to level fucking China. To make China fucking so. It's something from the fucking pages of history. You better fucking think about what you're doing, fat boy. Protectionism and unilateralism can protect no one. Oh, the hell, really? Well, we'll fucking find out, won't we? I mean, good and easy to get up there and talk when you're worried about somebody seeing your little pecker, huh, you little fat prick. They ultimately hurt the interests of others as well as one's own. Even worse are the practices of homogeny and bullying. You fucking have the unmitigated gall to bring up fucking bullying, you fat little nothing. But the thing is, by yourself, you're shit. As a man to man, standing against a man in the street, fuck, I know 14-year-olds that stomp you in the fucking ground in about 3 fucking seconds, motherfucker. You're nothing. You're nothing. You're below worm sweat. But see, you stand up there because you were fucking crooked enough and you had the right connections and the good old boy Masons and the goddamn Zionist Jews, they picked you because you're a fucking worthless cocksucker. You were the guy that got pushed down on the fucking playground. Well, you probably didn't. You were probably from the elitist family and that communist, fucking all equal, the needs of how the hell does it go? The abilities, as opposed to the needs of the, you know, they take your fucking shit and give it to other people. Because they're communists. And it all equals out and everybody's fucking happy. I don't see nobody happy in one fucking communist country. I see every country on this goddamn planet rising up right fucking now. You motherfuckers have had it. A handful of you are not gonna fucking take us all out. Don't even think it. And your fucking goddamn, military's not gonna fucking take us out. We'll fucking kill every god. What fuck? We'll blow this planet up before we let you fucking enslave us. Got that, fat fuck?
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
I think they're saying it's the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's the man. It's like if your talent. I can't think of the saying, but yeah, that's pretty much what it comes down to. What you need as to what I produce. If I produce, I'm producing, wealth that should be mine because I'm the one fucking producing and I should turn it over to you because you need it. Just because you need it. And you want to sit on your fucking ass and you're not capable of fucking going out and fucking making your own fucking way. So I should, that's what communism is. I mean, you take the richest country in the world, the United States fucking America, divide it into the poorest fucking country in the world, and you have this homogenized, fucking hypothetical fucking happy fucking turnout, but it never fucking happens. In the 20th century, 220 million people were killed by fucking government. Government is the goddamn problem. Government has always been the goddamn problem. That's why the true founders of this country, the anti-federalists, wrote that fucking Bill of Rights to make it so that the people were the government. So that we had equal strength and we had equal access to equal justice. That's the only way you can not have somebody buying somebody off. I mean, they could try it in a common law court. But they would have to, the bottom line is the jury has to rule by the facts of the law. If they do not, fuck, I'll charge the fucking juror. I'll charge the fucking judge. And I can do it in a common law court. I can charge the sheriff. I can charge any fucking buddy I fucking want to. I have to back those charges up. But if you fucking came to a conclusion that it was all right for fucking fat boy fucking Ping to fucking do something that fucking hurt me and you went against the fucking, The law that I used to bring that motherfucker into the court and the law that I fucking presented under the definitions, if you went against it, then you fucking, you're bought off. It's plain and simple. There ain't no, I just kind of felt sorry. You don't do that shit. You'll either break the law with him or you'll hang the son of a bitch or you'll both fucking hang. That's how the fucking common law in this country works. You will fucking give a ruling by the law. If your ruling does not fucking fit the fucking law, that means that you went against the fucking law and became an accessory to the crime that you were supposed to be judging. That's how you keep fucking corruption out of your fucking autonomous system. That's why the Bill of Rights is the fucking way. It's the only fucking way that you can have fucking peace. Because you can't, if you try buying somebody off, man, you get caught, fuck, you hang. It ain't no little simple matter of go. Well, I'm going to do a couple of months at the country club down in Longpoint, California, playing tennis with my valet handy, bringing me drinks. It's the goddamn rope, and it's a fucking light pole outside the fucking courthouse. There and then, son of a bitch. Now how big a hurry are you going to be to fucking violate the people and violate the people's law or steal somebody's fucking property or hurt somebody in violation of the law? Or try to fucking pretend like you have some kind of jurisdictional authority when you do not.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
I have a slight, it was not really a story, but it's this guy who I used to work with a couple of years ago. And he told me, you know, his parents and things, they were in the army and they was over there in Europe and Germany when it was still split, you know, East Germany and West mm-hmm. Germany, it was still split. And they knew of a factory. Then this is how stupid communism is. They knew of a factory that it only made left shoes. I'm serious.
I believe you, man.
Well, I'll never forget the guy's name. The guy's name was Ramberg. I said, did what? He said, only made left shoes. I was shocked.
Well, that's a communist for you. See, they'll do that. Exactly. That's what they've been doing in this country. They compartmentalize things, and then to fuck everything up, all they got to do is fuck one thing up. So everybody can just hop around on one foot. All they have to do is shut down the left foot shoe store, right? I mean, the shoe factory. I mean, that's why they want to compartmentalize everything. And that's why they want the people helpless. They want you to, I mean, to, if they want you to work, they want you to be a specific area. They don't want you to be able to run the whole fucking store. They don't want you to be able to run the whole fucking shop. Yeah, it used to be, that's what, you know, when we were young, when I was young anyway, when you were building your way up, you tried to learn every job. I mean, I don't care where you went to work or what you were doing. You tried to learn every fucking job there and be good at every fucking job. And if you could be good at every fucking job, you made yourself indispensable. You got good raises. You got treated well. You know, it was Americanism. But in a way, but it wasn't, because we were under fucking communism even then. But I mean, as far as the worth ethic that my dad and my mom taught me and taught all of us kids. He fucking was the mechanic at the mill, but I guarantee you he could run every fucking machine in that fucking mill and fix every machine in that fucking mill. He was in fucking dispensable. And when you're indispensable, that doesn't mean you become an arrogant prick. You be a humble person, you be a decent person, and you fucking live a fucking comfortable, happy life. That's what we were supposed to have if we let them exploit our fucking resources without paying us gratuities. They owe us so much fucking money, man, it ain't even fucking funny. Not money, not your funny money. You owe us fucking wealth, you son of a bitches. You, China, have fucking stolen so much from us, we should bake your fucking ass just for that. But you're going to pay us fucking back everything you've taken from us, you son of a bitches. And we're taking our fucking industry back, and then we're gonna fucking, you keep fucking around and we'll put your ass back in the third world fucking status. And then you can follow that little pecker fucker around in circles all day long if you want to, but you will not be a threat to the people of the United States of America. We, the individual free sovereign nationals, you will not be a threat to us. We will eliminate your fucking ass. Oh, mercy.
Hey, I don't understand how people didn't understand, like that is really stupid.
Yeah, it is stupid. I mean, I've read a lot of books on it, you know, on communism and stuff, and I know exactly what you're talking about. But that's why, that's a Jew thing. I mean, something the Jews have used for a long time is compartmentalism. So, instead of one guy that could walk out there and actually fucking, from fucking scratch, just with the fucking, the metal, fucking shape, build a car, build the engine. I mean, I'm talking about pouring the goddamn, fucking molten, iron and making the steel, it could do the whole motherfucking operation. They want you to be able to just be able, I can put a tire on a car. I mean, there's goddamn, you ever seen that commercial, man? It makes me fucking feel sick. They quit running it, but it used to be a commercial about this fucking on roadside assistance insurance. And there's this like 16-year-old boy with another 16-year-old boy, both looking faggier in hell. And he's calling his mom, "We've had a flat. We've had a flat. Hell, my wife contains a flat." But, I mean, this boy, he's 16 fucking years old, and he's calling, and you sit in the car, you know, go to the end, yeah, we get the roadside assistance, the fellow will come and put the tire on the car for you. I mean, this is how people become useless. This is how they become useless to themselves and everyone around them. You get 16, fucking goddamn 12, I could fucking go on. My dad said, change the tire. I went and fucking changed the fucking tire. I knew how a long time ago. Because when we were little kids, our dad, man, he was always doing something. He's building shit. Cool fucking shit. Shit to have fun with. And we were right there over his fucking shoulder, almost in his way. Man, man, I hated shining the light for him. You had to shine a light for him. The thing is, you'll start to shine a light and you're starting to look at what he's doing and not paying attention. Next thing, quit shining that goddamn light in my eyes. It was a lot of fun. It was fun growing up. I mean, my dad, he wanted us all to know. He wanted to teach us as much as he possibly fucking could, and so did my mom. They tried to teach us as much as they possibly fucking could, as many fucking things as they could, and how to complete fucking things. Not how to compartmentalize things until I can't even tie my fucking shoes. I can tie the left side. Well, I can't tie my shoes. I didn't even got to. I just got a left one. Because the fucking factory only makes left-footed shoes. Anyways, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
To a marching drum, we'll win the war and pay the toll. We'll fight as one in heart and soul. Midnight men.
To the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliwack, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chilliwack, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and by God needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1240 Pacific Time, and that was Heather Alexander with March of Cameron. We can fucking make every fucking one of you die. That's how many we can make die. However many it fucking takes. But we are going to be free, and we are going to be autonomous, and we're going to have our goddamn country we're supposed to have that belongs to us, and you're giving back everything you fucking stolen, and you're turning the criminals over that are going to run to you when this fucking thing breaks loose. And, you know, I was talking, just where we were talking about skill. Man, widen your skill sets. Always be widening your skill sets. And centering them around survival, because survival is going to be the first, and centering them around fucking defeating the enemy, because that's going to be, you got to survive, you got to defeat the enemy, and then we're going to have to rebuild this place back, because it's going to tear it all the fuck when we let loose on these son of a bitches. They know it. They know exactly what's going to happen. But the goddamn resources are here, and they want it. They want us fucking as slaves. They want what belongs to us. We have our founding document, one document. It's called the fucking Bill of Rights. It is the supreme superior law of this fucking land, ratified by the people at all. And it applies to every state according to the 10th article. And they want it fucking gone because they can't have what we have. I mean, that's what like Dion was talking about, the one left-footed shoe factory. This is how they play the fucking game, man. I'm telling you, fuck you. I'll only make shoes. I'll make gloves, both of them, by myself. I don't fucking need you. The whole idea of when they start in on this communist takeover is to get you dependent upon them, to get you dependent upon them. That's why this country was never supposed to, it was supposed to be 360 acres self-sufficient farms. And if you had 360 acres self-sufficient farms, then you would have the mill. Now, so the one fellow, he might be a farmer, but he'd be have a mill, a flour mill, and he'd take a portion of your flour for grinding your wheat into flour, and he would trade it for the things he needed. And that's how it was supposed to be. That's free enterprise. And we were supposed to have a debt-free currency, gold and silver, to fucking for our exchange, so that you wouldn't have to find somebody that needed flour if you wanted a gun. You could have somebody buy the flour from you with a gold coin, take the gold coin over and buy you a gun. It's simple. And you don't need this international banking fucking cartel fucking Ponzi scheme bullshit, fucking worthless fucking paper shit. That is what that brought us to this fucking point. And you stupid fucks going out there, I got the right to vote, so all the rest of my vote rights are gone. I gave them up because I'm too fucking stupid to even know what I'm doing. But I got the right to vote, and I'm gonna vote against you, some bitch. You're the one who hurt me the worst. Yeah, and the guy coming in behind me, he's always saying, oh, I'm gonna fix this. You know what? I get in office. Every one of these fucking foreigners is going out of this country. Every one of them is gonna leave this fucking country. They're all going. And then we'll decide who we let back in, but you don't decide anyway, you fucking fairy fucker. In the first place, they couldn't come here, because that means you're taking from the rest of us without due process of the law. Individual due process of the law. That means every goddamn one of us. Before you can take one tiny fucking square inch of something that belongs to each of us as individuals, but as a people. This fucking country belongs to we, the people. It is ours, not yours. Your portion, you stole a long time. It's like, that's why they started these corporations. It's the fucking goddamn greedy people. God, this country offered you, I mean, what do you want? And then you find out, well, goddamn, that son of a bitch has got a pile of gold as big as Mount Everest. And he's not content. Because he could buy any fucking material thing on this planet that he fucking wants. What's left? Oh, goddamn, I mean, buying people. If I would own a person and make them grovel at my feet. Because I'm a fucking ballless piece of shit like that fucking Chinese Zing motherfucker. I'm a ballless piece of fucking shit. I couldn't fucking roll somebody over if they were dead. But I gotta be, my ego, I mean, I'm sick in the fucking head. That's all you can say about him. Sick in the fucking head. I want to own people. Oh, I want to pedophile a little child. Oh, that's, think about that. That should be enough for the fucking world to destroy these motherfuckers right there. One child pedophile should fucking get them all fucking hung. Plain and simple. If they're fucking, you do that one fucking time. But see, like with this Maxwell thing, had a Jew judge. And no, and hey, how, I know Bill Clinton went over to Pedophile Island. I know Donald Trump went over to Pedophile Island. We know that, like, one of the princes just got, ain't a prince no more because he went to Pedophile Island. But I mean, all of these motherfuckers, there's Bill Clinton again. The son of a bitch. I mean, I always keep coming back because I watched an interview with that woman whose face he bit. That motherfucker is a freak. He's a Jeffrey Dahmer motherfucking freak. And not to mention, he sold our goddamn ICBM weapons guidance systems to the fucking Chinese so they could, for fucking money. And it was, I mean, and then it was called, it was, you seen it on TV, oh goddamn, that motherfucker did that? And there, hey, they got the guy that he's fucking, that he gave him the money. They had the transfer. And so, oh God, we're gonna have an impeachment. And they found the dress with fucking some cum on it and, he got impeached for playing hide the cigar with Monica Lewinsky, just like Cuomo. Cuomo murdered fucking people. Thousands of fucking people. But, it'll go, when you read it, fuck, 5 years from now, in a history book, if we don't get this fucking shit straightened out, it's gonna say, oh, he resigned over allegations of sexual harassment. That's all he did. He didn't kill 4,000, or, I don't know how many, but I think it was 4,000 or 40,000 fucking people. It was a bunch of goddamn, murder! And they said, the charges are credible. But the DA just won't do it. He just won't charge that fucking mafioso motherfucker. Well, we will. In fact, we'll fucking charge you and we'll give you a quick trial and a quick fucking hanging right outside the courtroom, you motherfucker. Back to Chang, because, I hate this little bastard. See, Zai said the right way forward for humanity is peaceful development and win-win cooperation. You betcha. And man, if everybody would just see you as something other than the little peckerless punk bitch that you are. But now, I mean, goddamn, I think how they think, you know, this is monitored by China. We can look at the map on our Google shit and see all the countries monitoring, and a lot of countries are monitored. But China, man, they're right fucking there. The Chinese fucking, Gestapo or whatever in the fuck they call their fucking secret police over there, they're listening to this shit right now. And they're telling old Zingy, hey, he's saying you got a 2-inch fucking pecker and he's going to hang you fucking naked with your eyelids stapled to your forehead. Well, you know, he can say, you know what them Titan submarines will do. We can destroy your fucking country whenever we fucking want to, you son of a bitch. In the first place, United States technology that we paid for is what created those fucking missiles for China. Because everything that's being done, I think that these fucking cocksuckers in this corporation have made it clear to us that they do not represent the American people to any small fucking degree. They represent a fucking world fucking government with a world fucking bank and world fucking dictators. That's what they fucking support. They support fucking Rothschilds as the fucking monarch of all monarchs. King of the fucking world. Well, you motherfucker, you're ready to go down too. We'll hang your ass too. I mean, you probably got a little pecker too. I bet you all got little peckers. Anyways, this is the same Xi who is peacefully militarizing islands off the Pacific, recently bullied any dissenters or media in Hong Kong, homogeneously pressured Taiwan's democratically elected leaders to accept his rule, and allegedly is suppressing millions of Uyghur Muslims. That's the ones he's got out picking cotton. I mean, we sit here and talk about slavery in this country. Well, we represent all this shit, man. This country was doing good. Even under the fucking oppression of goddamn, of the administrative admiralty, of course, but they want total fucking power. I mean, to think that our people had some kind of problem with one another, I mean, there might have been small little instances, but goddamn, for the size of the country and the many people as there are here, fuck, everybody got along good. Everybody partied together. We were all having a good fucking time till these cocksuckers stepped up. Now we got to knock their fucking asses back down. We got to kick their fucking asses out of our country. And we got to take back everything they've stolen, and then we can start having a good time together. And they're going to realize, God damn it. They realized it. They finally, that we're all colors too, and we stick together. Well, we are of every pigment of skin too, and we quit looking at the color of one another's skin a long fucking time ago, motherfuckers. We all want the same fucking thing. I want every fucking American national free. Not just a fucking, it's my sect that fucking is my religion, or my fucking goddamn, color, or anything. That goddamn Bill of Rights is colorblind. It is religious blind. That's why the goddamn these son of a bitches hated these fanatics out there who want this to be a fucking theocracy, because the first article forbids it. See, they're fucking these. They act like they're fucking, you know, they're incorporated militias to start with, but then they act like that, you know, they just want to. They talk about the Constitution. Shove that Constitution up your fucking ass. You know what it is. You've always known what it is. What you want, you thought you could use it to get that. You're the one that took away our fucking common law courts that's what allowed the fucking communists to fucking infiltrate into this country. You and your own fucking personal fucking agendas. You can't just fucking say, hey, this is what I want to believe. Hey, brother, believe it, man. Believe whatever you want to believe. Just don't force it on me, and I'll fucking die for your right to believe it. But you're not going to force it on me, and you're not going to force it on nobody else. And you're sure as hell not going to fucking remove the Bill of Rights and replace it with the fucking Bible or any other fucking goddamn religious goddamn theology either. It's called theology, people, because it's a fucking theory. It's not factual fucking law like the Bill of Rights that will in any court. You can ask any person, what does that mean? And you read the fucking right, and they'll tell you exactly what it means. It means exactly what it fucking says. That's what it means. And it can't mean anything else. Or else it can't be law, because it would be arbitrary. At any rate, this fat little fuck here, I mean, he's got some... Let's see, you got your comings up coming. You keep having those nightmares about it. Go get you one of them fucking dick maker bigger thingers. You piece of shit. UN funds migrant wave flooding to the United States. No. I will not believe the United Nations is funding the migrant wave flooding the United States. This is from Breitbart. The U.S. funded United, and by God, we do fund it. I mean, this is just like what they did with the fucking Indians. They've taken this continent once. They established a beachhead, then used the resources of this fucking country to take it away from the original inhabitants. The people who originally owned it. They used their own fucking resources because the Indians, they didn't see it. They were a different, they couldn't even see. No more than most people understand what was going on in fucking England and the reason people wanted the fuck out of there and came to the United States to face the fucking wilderness just to be left alone by these sick in the head fucking psychotic motherfucking pedophilic pricks. Of course we're funding it. The Indians funded their own fucking destruction, funded the fucking taking over of this goddamn fucking whole fucking United States of America. They funded it. When the people first arrived here, when the Europeans first arrived here, before they came here, there were more goddamn Indians in this country than there were Europeans in Europe. But they had no clue of the devious, dirty, rotten skunks that were coming to take everything they got. They trusted people. They actually could, you know, they felt they could trust. I mean, they were naive. Naive will get you every time, man. At any rate, they went and they killed each other. I mean, all they had to do is go over here. Hey, I'll give you some of this. Hey, look at these shiny beads, man. Fucking glass. A piece of worthless glass. I'll give you a whole string of these if you'll go cut your fucking, that other guy's throat. He's from a different tribe anyway. And then now I see the Indians fucking joining right with these, I mean, these Indian corporations, because that's what they've all done. They've all incorporated because that's how they get to fucking get the goodies, get the presents, get the fun, all the good shit for fucking nothing. And you know, fucking, you just join, become a corporation. But you don't have no goddamn power in this country, corporation. The fucking Bill of Rights forbids you to have any kind of collective fucking power. And everybody that goes along with this shit, and everybody ain't going along with this shit because they're seeing the destruction it leaves behind. There are people here that fucking actually love this fucking land, who love fucking being out on the land, who fucking take care of the fucking land. And so this, hey, the Indians really had never had no problem with you destroying their sacred fucking land. They just weren't getting their cut of the action, is what it comes down to. And plus every fucking Indian they can bring here from Portland or anywhere else, there's another big bunch of money being sent to them by the fucking United States Corporation so that they can steal 95 cents out of every fucking dollar, throw a few fucking scraps at the fucking other Indians that aren't a part of the Masonic fucking goddamn cabal. And, hey, man, yeah, that's some good scraps you got there, dude. Look where they took 95 cents of every fucking dollar. You know they did it. You know they did it because it's gone. Go find it. Show it to me. It's the same thing. It's always been the same thing. They've used the same fucking techniques. That's what Guy Carr pointed out in Pawns in the Game. They have used the same systems. I mean, right now they're trying to divide us into two fucking camps. The vaxxed and the unvaxxed. Well, the fucking vaxxed, I mean, you people are already dead. You have let them put poison in your fucking arm, and you're going to fight me? I'm fucking healthy. I didn't take the goddamn vaccine. I'll fucking bash your fucking skull in. And there's only fucking 12 to 20% of you, no matter what these lying propagandist motherfuckers say. We caught them like last week or the week before. Remember with the numbers. We had the numbers there, and the cause of the numbers, the categories they were falling in, were exactly backwards. It wasn't the fucking people who hadn't had the shot that was overrunning the fucking hospitals and fucking causing this problem. It was the people who had the shot or people who had got sick from the people shedding that fucking shit that were flooding the fucking hospitals and dying by the fucking hordes. The people who didn't take the fucking shot, they're just standing back fucking watching, waiting. Well, I mean, one thing you're missing here, you stupid ass son of a bitches, is you have to have two armies to oppose each other. You got to have two camps. And if one camp is made up of dying, fucking useless, fucking communist, fucking scum, who are too fucking stupid to look and see what they have and see what they're giving up for fucking communism, then this fight, you already know it. I mean, I'm preaching to the choir. You know it's already fucking over. You have lost. And now you're fucking trying to grasp anything you can to try to save it, but you can't. Fat little fuck, you are going to fucking hang. I hope it's your own fucking people that does it. Because you Chinese over there better realize there's only going to be 500 million people, according to their Georgia Guidestones. If they had their way and they got the world genocide they wanted, there'd only be 500 million people left on this fucking planet. How many of you are they fixing to kill? When you got the numbers, man, you could turn on that fat little fucker and you could hang him upside down like Mussolini with his clothes off and whatever bitch he has and fucking beat them with fucking sticks or beat their corpses. You could do it easy. But that's why I don't fear you either. Because you goddamn, you got fucking that kind of numbers and you fucking eat dog shit. Let them take your fucking relatives and cut their fucking bodies up and sell them. Let them make you have one child so you kill your fucking daughters, you sick son of a bitches. You cowardly bastard. You think I'm afraid of you? You're fucking wrong. Anyway, we are, let's see how we're funding the goddamn enemy here. The U.S. funding the United Nations is providing cash to help job-seeking migrants. Oh, I thought these people here were fucking fleeing goddamn oppression and fucking they were running for their lives. No, they're here to take what you have. They know they're here to take what you have. That is their purpose. They know it and they want it. They've been told we'll protect you while you take their shit. Well, they can't protect you once the ship breaks loose. Like I said, if somebody's going over there and picking your ass up out of the river, a grown person, carrying you over to the goddamn rig, a brand new fucking bus, and driving you over and giving you a fucking check and giving you a plane ticket to wherever you want to fucking go and free fucking Walmart. Ooh, what an incentive to come this way. But what about when the fucking American nationals bust out of the fucking jungle and start spraying fucking lead all the way towards the southern border? I'll bet you that'd be a bigger incentive to fucking go back the other way. What do you want to bet? And of course they've been, like this shit from Afghan, 40,000. They're putting them on the military camps because this is an army they've already been using. They got veterans that they had in Afghanistan, American veterans, and they got their counterparts. And you think that you really needed fucking 100,000 interpreters? Really? Think about it, people. No, this is an army that's fucking been in the shit just recently. And this is how they think they're going to fucking terrorize us, by unleashing these fucking murdering motherfuckers on us. That's all right. Because you know what? Them bullets fly both ways. And if you got the fucking balls to pull the trigger, if you got the balls to drive that knife in, if you got the balls to pound somebody's fucking face until they die, they ain't going to beat you. They ain't going to come close. They do not have the numbers and they do not have the fucking... This is our goddamn land. We're defending home and hearth against fucking international communist tyranny. And we will fucking dust your fucking asses. So go on, let's get this shit going. Quit fucking your phony ass threats and tell that little fat fucking gook that we don't give a shit what he has to say. We got comeuppance for him. He owes us a lot of fucking goddamn wealth. And he owes us a lot of goddamn fucking payback for grief that fucking has been causing. You stole from us, you motherfucker. You wouldn't have no fast little... See these goddamn little missiles they're talking about, these subsonic missiles? I guarantee you they were developed right here in the United States, just like the Iron Dome thing for over there in Israel. About 2 years after that son of a bitch was developed, it was developed right here in the United States, built by the United States, and fucking put in place by the United States. And they said, and this son of a bitch comes up in an article, and America's starting to show some interest in the Israelis' Iron Dome system, like they built it. It's like I was talking about before. Fuck your departmentalizing. Because one person can come up with a fucking idea to destroy every fucking one of you. Because we don't need to fucking compartmentalize everything we fucking do, from wiping our asses to eating our fucking breakfast. We can do for ourselves. I can't get it from you. I'll fucking build it. You fucking break down the supply chain. You fucking make me hungry. I'll go get fucking food. Watch me. Try to stop me. And I'll fucking eat you. At any rate, that's enough ranting and raving for one fucking day. So we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And thanks for the left-handed shoe story, Dion. That really tickled me. At any rate, you people, you know, just fucking keep looking at it for what it is. Let it bounce off you or run off you like water down a duck's back. Nothing counts until the guns start going off. When they do, you fight like a goddamn demon out of hell, each and every one of you, and we will rip these motherfuckers to pieces. And that is the word from the trenches.
And build those left shoes.
You betcha, brother.